This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 79 degrees in Carbondale, 77 in Mount Vernon, and 76 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. An excessive heat warning takes effect at 10 o'clock this morning and runs through 7 o'clock Thursday evening. Our high today should reach around 100 degrees. We'll see heat indices much higher than that through the week. Otherwise, a partly cloudy sky, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Temperatures will be at or above 100 degrees at least through midweek. We do see a chance of rain entering the forecast by sometime on Thursday. Governor Pat Quinn has asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture for disaster designations for virtually all Illinois counties. That's amid the scorching temperatures and one of the state's worst droughts on record. Quinn sent a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. The spokesman for the governor, Ryan Croak, explains that nearly 30 counties already have the designation. If Vilsack grants Quinn's latest request, nearly every one of the state's 102 counties would be eligible for USDA grants and loan programs. In the letter, Quinn says farmers in Illinois are experiencing significant losses due to persistent and unprecedented heat and drought. U.S. Senator Mark Kirk's staff says the Illinois Republican is eager to return to the Senate as soon as possible. Sam Hudzik reports information about Kirk's health has been scarce in recent weeks.
6 months ago today, Mark Kirk's neurosurgeon, Richard Fessler, told reporters the senator had suffered a stroke to the right side of his brain.
It will affect his ability to move his left arm, possibly his left leg, and possibly have involved some facial paralysis.
Since that week in January, updates on Kirk's health have been sporadic and sparse. In May, Kirk's office posted a video with the senator's first public comments.
I want to thank everyone, especially for the patience they have given me to recover from a big stroke.
The video was released more than 2 months ago, though Kirk's office expects to provide another update soon. In a statement, Kirk's chief of staff says the senator, quote, remains actively engaged in advancing the interests of Illinois residents while working to regain his mobility. Kirk has missed more than 180 Senate votes this year, though none were so close that his vote would have changed the outcome. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Federal prosecutors in Illinois have accused 19 residents of the Metro East and southern part of the state of stealing $368,000 in federal and state unemployment benefits. The U.S. Attorney for Southern Illinois, Stephen Wigginton, says two of those charged were in prison while they got the benefits. 17 others were already employed. For the fiscal year 2011, there were $14 billion worth of false unemployment claims filed nationwide. Wigginton says these programs are always under attack from fraudsters.
Most of the money goes to paying benefits and not to enforcement or protection. We need a bigger slice of the pie going to enforcement and protection of these funds. So that we can hire additional agents that will be able to go out and investigate.
If convicted, the 19 would face 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Wigginton says he'll also seek restitution. Six Missouri residents were charged with similar crimes. A southwestern Illinois college student who reported finding a bomb threat written on a bathroom stall has been arrested. James Sherrill of Caseyville was charged with felony disorderly conduct. Investigators say they discovered discrepancies in his story. The bomb threat forced the evacuation last Thursday of southwestern Illinois College in Belleville. St. Clair County Sheriff's Department Captain Steve Johnson says no evidence was found that there ever was a bomb. The Belleville News-Democrat reported over the weekend that the 19-year-old student is being held in the St. Clair County Jail with bail set at $40,000. A loophole in the law that requires the posting of agendas for public meetings has been closed. Governor Pat Quinn says a new law requires public notice of meetings and their agendas be made public 48 hours before the meeting. He says towns can accomplish that by utilizing the internet.
We've got to have electronic democracy. We've got to make sure that the websites of our units of government are available To the people with as much information as possible.
The measure specifies that public bodies can satisfy the requirement by posting the meeting notice on the internet. The law also ensures that meeting agendas provide the public with adequate information about the meeting's actions. This legislation was inspired by a court case centered on an Illinois municipality that posted a meeting notice before the meeting, but did so in a building that was locked on the weekends and not accessible to the public. The law takes effect January 1st. An excessive heat warning for us this week, which takes effect at 10 o'clock this morning and runs through Thursday. We'll see highs around 100.